V'mora, somebody's in a cave, holachacha pischa. You go after where the entrance to the cave is. And Rashi says, even if the whole cave is inside Yerushalayim, but if the entrance opens up to outside Yerushalayim, it's klachus. And the opposite way also. And b'ilam, by a tree, holachacha noishma, you go after the branches. So this is Rabbi Yudah Shita. Just even by Maisa Sheni, he goes after where the branches. If the branch is inside Yerushalayim, even though the ikur, the bark, is outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat the Maisa Sheni. So Kitas and Achoikas Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanim. Tomorrow says no. Eimah Dishamad and Rabbi Yudah. When did we hear Rabbi Yudah says the Shita Gabi Maisa? Maybe only Lechumra. Maybe only said this Lechumra that we'll soon see. That ikur Bachutz. In the case where the ikur of the tree is outside Yerushalayim, the noisay b'snim, and let's say in the branches are inside Yerushalayim. So what did it mean to say that kihecha did be noisay loy matzi perik? Just like there's a chumrah that inside Yerushalayim itself, you cannot be paid the payrus of Maisa Sheni anymore. Inside Yerushalayim, you have to eat it. You cannot redeem it into money. So then you have to say the ikur nami. If you brought the payrus already to the bark of the tree that's outside Yerushalayim, le'motzi perik, le'chumra, it has a locha like the knife, like Yerushalayim. What about the opposite way? Ikra b'fnim. Let's say the bark of the tree was inside Yerushalayim. The knife from the bachutz, and the branches are outside Yerushalayim. So you're telling me now, you go bust a knife, that even the inside is like outside. What does that mean? Ki heicha did the knifei, le'motzi ochol, b'le'pediyah. Just like by the branches that are outside Yerushalayim. You cannot eat the pears of Maisa Sheni unless you redeem them. It's outside Yerushalayim. So maybe meant to say, L'chumra, the ikre nami le'motzi ochel, that by the bark of the tree, even though it's inside Yerushalayim, still you have to go L'chumra to say that it's like outside, L'chumra only, that you cannot eat the pears there, the le'pediyah, without redeeming it. Was that maybe Rav Yehuda only said lechumra this way, not that really lekula, he would also say that way. So then the question is, elagabe or miklat. That I was saying, Rav Yehuda said, the same halach applies, tori miklat. Or you want to say, that's shana mishnah. So, bishleima ikwe bachutz. I understand the chumra. If the bark of the tree is outside the tchum of the city, the noise of the snim, and the branches are inside the tchum of the city. If so, kihecha dibu naifai, loy motzi kotolei, just like if the rotseach is by the branches inside the city, the girl Adam has no permission to kill him, satein chumra the same way, the ikra nami, by the bark of the tree, even though really it's outside the tchum of the city, still, loy motzi kotolei, the girl Adam has no permission to kill the rotseach. Since the knife, the branch of this tree, is inside the tchum, so the chumra will say it's considered like the ikur is also inside the city, and inside the tchum, and therefore the girl Adam has no permission to kill him. Ela, but the other way it's a kasha. Ela, but ikra v'smin. In the case where the bark of the tree is inside the tchum of the city, the knife lay bachutz, and the branches go outside the tchum of the city. So what are you telling me here? Here Rabbi Yehuda says, we want to say this now Mishnah, the Mishnah says, that you go after the knife. What does that mean to say? That kihecha de b'naifei, matzi kotolei, since by the branches, which is outside the tchum, the girl Adam has the right to kill him. So who are the Mishnah means to say, the ikrei nami matzi kotolei, that now if the rotseach is by the bark of this tree, even though really it's inside the tchum, but since the branches extend outside the tchum, it's considered like he's outside the tchum, that the girl Adam has permission to kill him. So the question is why? Really, the ikur adin, the girl Adam is inside the city. The maisi is by the ikur of the tree, which is inside the city. So how do you know to say this, that the ikur adin of you to hold, that you really say the ikur goes after the knife? Maybe he only says it the chumra, but not to give any kulas. Here would be a bikula, that if the Ratsayach is by the ikra of the tree, which is really inside the tchum, just for the fact that the branches extend outside, is that enough to say really that the ikra is also like it's outside, that the girl Adam has the right to kill him? That's a big kiddush. How do you know to say this? So Moitzer is, oh my Rav, Rav says like this, the Ikrei the Kuliyam Malay Pligid Le Matzikotel. True, even now Mishnah, if the Rosech is standing by the Ikrei of the tree, since Le Maisa it's inside the Chum, Pshita the Gerd Adam has no permission to kill him. He's inside the city, that nobody says that the Ikra goes after the Nifai, even the Kula. No, he's inside the city, the girl then has the right to kill him. So here's the Machlokes. Koyi ben Nifai, here's the Shaila. Let's say the word Seyach is by the Nifai, he's by the branches. Now, he's on top of the tree. He's on the branches on top of the tree, outside the Tchum now. Now the girl Adam, standing on the floor, underneath that branch, it's outside the Tchum. If he could kill him with his arrow or with stones, to the girl Adam has the right to kill him. Lemaisa, the Ratzeach is outside the Tchum. He's on top of a branch, outside the Tchum. The girl Adam could kill him standing outside. He doesn't have to come inside to climb up the tree to get him. He could stand outside there and shoot him. So Pshita, they're both outside the Tchum, the girl Adam has the mitzvah or the reshus to kill him. Keep Ligi, where is the machlokes? The Mehevei Ikroi, Dargal Anoifai. In the case where the girl Adam cannot get him on top of the bridge, he's 25 feet up, he can't get him. What does the girl Adam want to do? He wants to come inside the Tchum of the city, climb up the tree, and then up there kill him. That's the machlokes. Does he have a right to use the Ikur for a ladder to go up? That's the machlokes. Mas of heavy ikroi dagger nifai. Yes, of you the hold. Here we say the ikur goes after the nifai, that he's allowed to use this tree as a ladder to climb up to get to the nifai. Because we go bust at the end action is he's killing him where? Outside the tchum, on top of the tree. That's permissible. Well, mas of the kamos, no, the rabbi holds. Lo yevi ikroi dagger nifai. You're not allowed to use the ikur of this tree. Since the beginning of this tree, the bark, is inside the Tchum, the girl Adam has no right to come inside the Tchum to use this tree to climb up to kill him. That's the Machlokes. Really, really, it's only a Chumra Dikalocha to say that Yikra goes Bas HaNoifai, but we do not say it Lekula. Lekula, nobody says, we say Ikra Bas HaNoifai. Ravashi, so like this. Ravashi Yomar, my Acher HaNoif. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say that the Ikur goes after the knife? Even Rabbi Yehuda and even our Mishnah, they meant to say is only Af Acher HaKnife, that's all. Not Lechumra, not Lekula, but only Lechumra. It's called Af. So Rashi says like this. So Rashi says, My Acher HaKnife, to come as Nisim, the Hocham, the Miklet, Af Acher HaKnife. Rabbi Yehuda, the Kula Lechumra in Echnami, he only meant Lechumra, not Lekula. That you only said these things the Chumra. The Chumra would mean, like we said before, Af Acher HaKnife. That in the case where the knife goes inside and the tree is outside, so the girl Adam has no permission to kill him by the Ikur. Even though the Ikur is outside, but since the knife is inside, he has no right to kill him. But the opposite way, in the case where the Ikur is inside the Chum and the knife goes outside, then we say that then you do not go after the knife. But the opposite way, then you go after the Ikur. Just like the Ikur is inside the city and the girl Adam cannot kill him there, the same thing, he cannot kill him outside under the branch. So according to this, in a case where the Ikur of the tree is inside the Tchum and the branches go outside the Tchum, the girl Adam has no permission to kill him, not even under the branch. Even if he could walk under the branch and kill him there outside, he has no right. Because we only say Af, but only Lechumra, not Lekula. When it comes the Kula to go after the branches, then we'll say the opposite way. We go after the Ikur. So since the Ikur of the tree is inside its Chum, therefore the girl Adam has no right to kill him. That's the Maskana. The girl Adam has no right to kill him outside under the branch. Because then we'll say the Chumra the other way, that the knife goes after the Ikur. Since the Ikur is inside the city, the knife also has a Lacha, like inside he can't kill him. So you go the Chumra both ways. That's in the Mishnah. Yehorag b'yoseir. Let's say the person kills b'yoseir. Gerle mashkun mashkuna. A person that went to Golas. He killed somebody b'shoegi outside, and he was brought into the Yor Miklat. And now in the Yor Miklat again, he killed somebody b'shoegi. So he has a chiyuv to go to Golos a second time. But he cannot leave the Yor Miklat. So where does he go? He just moves from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Is Hora Grace here? Go over Mishkun Lashkun. He goes from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Or Ben Levi, let's say Ben Levi kills somebody. So Ben Levi is living in his own city, which is Ori Miklat. Still, go over Miel here. Him we tell him leave his city, he has to go to live in another city. Tell him about it. The Samti Lecha Makim. You put there, as Hashem told Moshe, put aside a place. So we dash in
the Samti Lecha means Bechayecha, when you're alive. And like Rashi says, of course, Baruch was of Tiach Moshe, that Ovi Zeichet to set aside three cities where you look at. Then we dash in Makim, as if to say Mimkoncha, Asher Yon Hashem, and we dash where Lecha goes in the word Makim also. But it's your place where Moshe lives, his Machne Leviya is also called like an Ori Miklat. Melame comes to teach us, Shor Yisrael Megalim Bamidbar. When Chayasa was in the Midbar, somebody killed Bishagi, he also had to run to the Ori Miklat. Leichim Megalim, where they went to, the Machne Leviya, they went to the Machne of Moshe, to the Machne Leviya, that was like the Ori Miklat then. Mikan, believe it or not, Mikan Omru, that Ben Levi, Shoharag, Goyim Miplach Leplach, that Ben Levi kills, so like he's living in his city, and he goes from one Medina to another Medina. Now, if he in Golan the Polchai, let's say he runs back to his own Medina where he was before, so Polchai Kota, his own Medina where he was living before, also protects him. Now, Amar Rav Acha, Bred Ravika, Micro, where's the Pesach that his own city protects him? Because the Pesach says, Ki Biir Mikleta Yoshev, Nidashim Ir Shekotase Kvar, the city that he was living in there already, his own city is also protects him. So this applies to both cases, even the Reish also, when in one Ori Miklat, and you kill somebody there that you have to go in the Shchunah L'Shchunah, how do we know that your same city can protect you? That's this Pesach, Yibir Miklatai, the city you're sitting in from before, it can also protect you.
If the Levi wants to, he can move to another city. But if he wants to, he could stay put in his own city. Rashi's Kroy Yisrael, the Moshe Nichtav, Kishom Yoshev. The Yer Miklata means he has the right to return and live in his own city. Alright, then open. Now the Mishnah says, Ki Yaitzaboy. Ratzeach shegolah liyir miklotoi, or ratzeach that sent into Golus. V'rotza anshei ir lechabdoi, the people there in the Ori Miklat want to respect, give him a high position, is yoimelhem, the ratzeach has to say, ratzeach ani, I'm a ratzeach, don't respect me. Omrulay, if they say, afra became, even so, we want to give you respect, we want to make you the president, is yikabal mehem, then he has the right to accept it. Never the Pesach says, the Zed the Bar Ratzeach, Mashma Dibra is enough. He has to tell them I'm a murderer. But if you say even so, that's good.